Welcome to The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, a book that will permanently change how you see every relationship, every workplace, and every social exchange you have ever navigated. Most people assume that being honest, loyal, and hardworking is enough to protect them from being outmaneuvered. But this book reveals why those very qualities can make you a target. Robert Greene, who held roughly 50 to 60 jobs after college and spent years studying history's most ruthless operators, built a masterwork from those patterns, and the answer is nothing like you expect. Greene argues that power is not a privilege reserved for the ruthless or the born elite. It is a game with learnable rules, and everyone is already playing it, whether they recognize it or not. His central warning is stark. Naivety about power dynamics does not protect you from them. It simply makes you easier to manipulate. The opening laws focus on the most dangerous arena of power, the relationship between a subordinate and a superior. Law 1, never outshine the master, establishes that those in authority are acutely sensitive to any challenge to their status, even unintentional ones. Greene contends that talent displayed without strategic restraint can trigger the very destruction it was meant to prevent. The historical case of Nicolas Fouquet illustrates this perfectly. Fouquet threw a party so spectacular it overshadowed Louis XIV, and the king had him imprisoned for life. The practical lesson, according to the author, is not to suppress competence, but to make your skills appear as extensions of your superior's vision. Law 2 extends this logic into alliances, arguing counterintuitively that friends are often more dangerous than former enemies. Greene contends that friends carry expectations, grow envious of success, and feel entitled to rewards, exceeding their contributions. Former enemies, by contrast, have something to prove and no pre-existing sense of entitlement, making them more reliable. Law 3, conceal your intentions. Addresses the management of information itself. Revealing what you want gives adversaries the tools to block or preempt you. The author argues that the most effective concealment does not look like secrecy. It looks like openness, warmth, and agreeable candor. Greene describes several concealment techniques, deploying red herrings and decoy desires to send rivals in the wrong direction, using bland, ordinary behavior to avoid triggering alarm, and offering noble-sounding cover stories to deflect scrutiny. All of these exploit a common human bias, the tendency to take surface behavior at face value. This gap between appearance and reality is, in the author's view, the fundamental terrain on which power is exercised. Taken together, these opening laws form a coherent philosophy of strategic self-presentation. Manage how superiors perceive you, choose allies with calculation rather than affection, and never reveal where you are headed until it is too late for others to respond. Greene insists that understanding how a manipulator operates is the first and most essential step in resisting manipulation. Greene describes several concealment techniques, deploying red herrings and decoy desires to send rivals in the wrong direction, and using bland, ordinary behavior to avoid triggering alarm. Noble-sounding cover stories deflect scrutiny from actual intentions. All of these exploit a common human bias, the tendency to take surface behavior at face value. This gap between appearance and reality is, in the author's view, the fundamental terrain on which power is exercised. Skilled operators project openness and warmth while pursuing real objectives undetected. The author contends that suspicion dissolves precisely when someone appears most transparent. Taken together, these opening laws form a coherent philosophy of strategic self-presentation. Manage how superiors perceive you. Choose allies with calculation rather than affection. And never reveal where you are headed until it is too late for others to respond. Greene insists that understanding how a manipulator operates is the first and most essential step in resisting manipulation.